Why did the turtle cross the road, and do any of them ever make it to the other side? State herpetologist Jeff Brigler and a team of volunteers have been counting turtles on Missouri's roads.
I send out a data sheet to ask them to record turtles that are crossing the roads. And so we started this about 3 or 4 years ago, and we always record if they're alive or dead on the road. And basically, I'd say 4 years ago, I was seeing so many dead turtles, I say it's about time we should start counting them.
90% of them have been hit by cars. Why are they crossing the road?
This time of year, most of the turtles that are crossing the roads are actually immature. Young males and females are young males that don't have established territories. Basically, the young are trying to find new locations, new territories, and actually the young males are actually looking for a mate.
Brigler says giving them a helping hand does improve their chances.
Putting the turtle across the road actually probably is beneficial to them, especially if you put them across the road in the direction they're heading. If you put them back in the way they were coming, they're just going to cross the road immediately again.
He says box turtles are very resilient and can survive sometimes after being struck by a car. He says the biggest threat is when they get hit and flipped on their backs, which is a death sentence.
The biggest risk, and I don't know if you've seen this before on the roads, is a lot of times the turtle will get hit and it ricochets it and it turns it on its back. If a turtle is laying on its back on smooth, flat pavement, it cannot turn itself because it cannot turn its body to grab anything with its foot. And those will unfortunately die from the sun. They'll just dry out and die from heat. I mean, they're trapped.
Despite the high road mortality rate, box turtles are doing well in Missouri. Not so in coastal states that see more traffic.
In the state of Missouri, I mean, probably road mortalities are some of the higher pressures on that animal. There's always a concern that in this state and other states that people illegally collect them and try to sell them on the internet. But the biggest mortality outside of those type of things is they sometimes will come out of overwintering too early. So in the winter time period when it's really cold, they emerge on some warm days, and if they don't dig back below the ground quick enough, they will freeze sometimes. So every 3 or 4 years, I'll hear some fairly massive die-off of a number of individuals around the state just due to that emergence. It's a little early. But outside of really emerging too early or getting hit by vehicles, Missouri has a lot of great habitat for the turtle. We don't know of any diseases that they're carrying. So right now, we do feel like their populations are pretty secure.
Jessica Machetta, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.